going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And like, they're expensive. They're thin. They've said goodbye to a lot of players, most of whom we're not going to miss, but there are some that we are going to miss. And, you know, Joe was just kind of presenting the, would you trade George Kittle?
I certainly was. And thank you, Joe. That was my first time being late for the 8 o'clock hour. I pulled a Bonte there. So you know what? I'm here. Good morning to you, Shasky, Carter, Lubman. I'm here. A lot of breaks. And good morning to all the people just getting off work and ready for work and ready for school. It is beautiful out there in the Bay Area, whether in San Francisco, Oakland, South Bay, wherever. We appreciate you chiming in. And you can watch us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. But we were talking some Niners. Quite frankly, it was refreshing. And don't worry, we haven't forgot about the Warriors. They're taking on the Rockets. Game two tomorrow. That's where we got Anthony Slater coming up at 8:30. But there's a lot happening today right now. And why are we talking about the 49ers, as Joe alluded to? Well, I woke up to this. Mike Silver, The Athletic, talking to Diana Russini. Obviously, Mike very tapped in to the 49ers, covered them for the San Francisco Chronicle, now with The Athletic. But here he is talking about OTAs, which start today for the 49ers, on who will and will not report for the 49ers.
Who's going to report on Tuesday? So you've got Brock Purdy, George Kittle, and Fred Warner, cornerstone veterans. Fred Warner, they're kind of waiting their turn behind Purdy and Kittle. Not a lot going on talk-wise, but Fred Warner has always come into OTAs in the past. I expect him to show up. George Kittle, there have been some back and forth, not really anywhere close to alignment there. I think it's very likely that George Kittle will not show up. And then we have Brock Purdy. They all agree they want to keep him, they want to make him their guy, and they want to pay him what they believe is market value. How close are they in Purdy's view, and what is the point where he shows up? If Brock Purdy does show up Tuesday, I believe that means he thinks we are really, really close, so I'm just going to come in and we'll get this done pretty soon, in my mind.
And that sound courtesy of The Athletic. So if Brock Purdy shows up today, probably a good indicator that a contract will be getting hammered out here soon. George Kittle, though, sounds like they're very far apart. I would be surprised if he does show up today. And is that concerning for you, 49ers fans? 888-957-9570. We talked about drama-free off seasons. Well, kind of feels like some drama right there starting, Joe. And that's not what I want right now heading into the draft. I don't want any drama. All right? The only drama I want is on TNT tomorrow. Is that what they're playing? I don't know if it's ESPN. But TNT, they know drama, and I'll watch that there. But not here with the Niners. I don't want that.
Well, look, like, so just asking in a vacuum, like George Kittle, do you want him or you not? Like, of course I want him. The Niners have a zillion needs. So trading away George Kittle right now for some financial flexibility creates another need. There are not enough picks for them to hit all of their needs this one draft. It just doesn't. What's the greatest draft if you were to just poll older Niner fans? What's the greatest draft in 49er history? In terms of what helped their championship winning.
Well, God, you got to go back to what?
1986.
I was going to say, I wasn't alive. Seven years before I was born.
They got Charles Haley and Rathman and a lot of great key contributors. They didn't win the Super Bowl until 2 years later, 1988. All right? They had a lot of the infrastructure in place. It took 2 years for those guys to be ready. Now, 81 was a great draft as well, where you had three different guys in the secondary and you ended up winning it all. And that felt more like an outlier than a template, right? But there is that's what it looks like. It looks like it takes a couple of years for you to actually hit on these guys.
Maybe, but we did see the Eagles hit immediately last year with their two studs in the secondary.
They have drafted infinitely better than the Niners.
Okay, but
multiple years in a row leading preceding that.
Hear me out. You were in a Super Bowl a year ago. I know the team's different now than they were then. You draft your own Cooper DeJean, right? And who was it? Quinyon Mitchell. Yeah, but you're back in business.
Yeah, but they had Montez Sweat.
They had big Jalen
Carter. They had Jordan Davis. They had the infrastructure in place, right? And then they got an opportunity to sign Saquon Barkley.
Well, that leads me to this next conversation. Per Adam Schefter and Peter Schrager, and they actually have the sound. I'm just going to let him talk about it. Peter Schrager, formerly of NFL Network, now with ESPN, one of their lead NFL insiders, talking about the latest in the draft and that the Browns and Giants may be open for business at number 2 and 3.
There have been phone calls made to both the Browns at 2 and the Giants at 3 with the intention to move up, from several different sources telling me there are teams who are looking to get up in this draft to either the 2 or the 3 spot. The assumption being to move up to the 2 or the 3 spot, it would be for Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, or the running back, Ashton Jeanty, who everyone expects to go somewhere in that 5 to 7 to 8 range. There have been teams making calls, and those teams are not immediately slamming down the phone. The Browns at 2, the Giants at 3. Everyone assumes it's going to be chalk, that this is going to go Cam Ward, it's going to go Travis Hunter, it's going to go Abdul Carter. Not so fast. I think the 2 spot gets very interesting if the Browns are listening to a godfather deal for them to trade back and someone to trade up into the top 3.
So that's Peter Schrager this morning. Browns and Giants open for business. I already know what you're going to say, because you just said the 49ers need a lot. They have a lot of holes that they need to fill, and one player is not going to do that. I'll kind of take the other side on this, though. If I have the opportunity to trade up, I don't know what the package is going to be, but let's just say I get to number 3 and I can get Abdul Carter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think heavily about that, because for the longest time, what has been the complaint for you on the defensive line, Joe? Or on the defense in general? Is there a partner for Nick Bosa out there?
No.
No. Leonard Floyd was not that guy. We thought maybe he could be, but he's not. You try to draft Drake Jackson. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, who? Yeah, he's not that guy. So I need someone there. Dee Ford was that guy for a second. Like, that's the high watermark for the Nick Bosa tandem there. No, he needs that stud. And we all think that Abdul Carter might be the best player overall in this draft. I know Cam Ward's probably going to go number one overall. He's the quarterback. That's what happens just with the price point with that position. But then Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, those guys are 1A, 1B, best player overall in this draft. I would think about it. I would think long and hard about that because I would be having nightmares if I was opposing quarterbacks thinking and dreaming of Abdul Carter and Nick Bosa together. That'd be awesome.
I would love to have him as I think he is a special, special player. I like Jalen Walker as well. But the question isn't about like just getting that one player to get them over the top. Like that's kind of the mode they've been in terms of being aggressive, whether it's in the draft or in free agency or via trades. The last 3 or 4 years, that's been the setting. That's why they made a move for CMC. That's why they made, you know, the trade up to go get Trey Lance. They thought they were one player away. That's why they've been as aggressive as they were to go get themselves Trent Williams, right? This team currently has Bosa and Warner. That is it in your front seven. You literally don't have another starter in your front seven.
Yeter Gross Matos?
You need a linebacker. You need a D-tackle. You need a D-tackle. You need a D-end. That doesn't include backups. You need backup DNs and a backup D tackle. You need probably another cornerback, probably another free safety. All right. That's the need on defense alone.
I know.
And we didn't even get into you need to protect your quarterback who you want to pay $50 million a year to.
We don't know if they're going to do $50 million a year. We don't know that. We shall see.
So then as I do this exercise, I ask myself, what does trading George Kittle accomplish? Does it get you a draft spot to fill one of these needs? Not necessarily. It gives me a token at the party, but it doesn't give me a good chance of drafting someone great. I could draft Dominic Pooney. I could also draft Trace Jackson Davis Davis Price, yes. The running back, right? I could draft Davis someone Price. Who doesn't help me at all, right? Like the next CJ Beathard, for example. I could draft Dante Pettis in the second round. Like I could. They need linebacker. This is starters. Linebacker, D-tackle, D-tackle, D-end. So is it a start to get an Abdul Carter? That's a nice start. But I also need to have other picks and other things available to draft guard and center, probably a tackle, another wide receiver, another safety. They have too many needs. So as much as I really want...
God bless you.
...to move up, also understand that moving back might actually be the better move.
We are coming live to you, by the way, from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Would you consider trading up to the number 2 or 3 overall pick in this upcoming draft on Thursday, Niners fans? You currently have the number 11th overall pick. And just secondarily, would you consider fielding calls on one George Kittle, if they are that far off on contract talks and you don't want any drama this offseason, not to say that there wouldn't be drama if you did trade him, because obviously I think that would be a big blow to the fan base and their psyche. It's one of the fan favorites. I get that, but scared money don't make money. Hard truths cut both ways. Shout out Stannis of the House Baratheon. That's what happens. Tyler Warren could be there at number 11 overall. Penn State, a highly touted tight end, one of the best that's been highly touted since... Well, last year, Brock Bowers, but he's right up there, people are saying, with him. And he blocks. So what did Kyle Shanahan lock in the tight end? You got to block, you got to catch, you got to do both. He would be the future piece, and it's big shoes to fill. I'm not saying you can't, but maybe you get a second round. Hold on. Maybe you get a high second round pick for George Kittle. You're not going to get a first. Sorry, you're not.
I don't even think you're getting a second, but I'll go along with you, but I don't think you're getting a second.
High second round pick, okay. You package that, you like a player that falls in the first round, you get two, there you go.
So now I'm moving more picks.
No, you're combining two picks to go back into the first, and then you get another pick, and then you don't pick again until the third, maybe.
But Joe, on a team that has...
I'm just telling you, you get two starters immediately.
In this draft, you're going to need 4 D linemen. You need at least 2 O linemen.
It's a deep D lineman draft. I can get one in the third.
Okay. You have to have picks. You might need a running back. We don't know where McCaffrey's at.
I'll get an unrestricted free agent. Right, because I can, because I'm Kyle Shanahan.
You lost Jordan Mason.
So we got CMC coming back. I got faith in the medical.
Are you good on wide receiver? You might need one of those later in the draft.
You might.
Okay.
Grab one.
What about safety? You don't have a free safety. Who's your starting free safety?
Right now, Jair Brown.
Yeah.
The stock was high heading into last year.
Trading George Kittle to take a guy at 11 to replace him. We did that with DeForest Buckner and Javon Kinlaw, and it created more holes than it helped. And so to me, like, you're creating a new hole at tight end when this team needs 3 to 4 defensive linemen in this draft, 2 offensive linemen, and you can make the argument for running back, wide receiver, safety. And that's without even mentioning who's replacing Dre Greenlaw. I get where people are like, oh, yeah, trade George Kittle. It sounds great. But, like, put pen to paper. Start going through the list of this. You trade George Kittle, you're instantly telling me you are creating another hole and you have no shot at being a competitive team for this upcoming season. I'm sorry.
Let's go to the calls. We got some people.
Sorry, I'm out on this.
That's fine. I consider it. Chasky's out on it. I would consider trading him.
We don't need to move a tight end to create a new hole.
I also don't want to be paying a tight end that much money when he's going to be 32 years old and the wear and tear is already visible when it comes to that guy.
No, it's not. No. I think that's a misnomer. Let me read you off George Kittle's the last 4 seasons. 14 games, 15 games, 16 games, 15 games. Pro Bowl every single season. Let me read you off how many catches this guy. 71, 60, 65, 78. He's literally very productive. Unbelievably productive. That's a misnomer that he's hurt. That is a misnomer.
It's not a misnomer that he's hurt. I'm saying that position on the 49ers, the wear and tear is a lot different than what it is for a guy like Travis Kelce, who's not asked to block every single time. George Kittle is going to get battered, bruised, and beaten because of this offense, and he's not going to age as gracefully as some of those other guys. Not saying he isn't a Hall of Famer. He is. Right now, if his career ended, he's probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
he is. But, like, that's what I'm looking at here, the future. And if you're saying this upcoming year is going to be a lost year for the 49ers potentially, then, yeah, I'd rather have this be a lost year and have a Tyler Warren than a lost year in the prime of George Kittle, who's only going to be getting older and his game's going to be steadily declining.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.